Funky Goddess.ie is a new business which offers a gift box to girls who are heading into the strange and confusing time of their first period. Founder of Funky Goddess.ie is Samantha Kelly, and she joins me on the line. So, Samantha, why don't you tell us, how did you come up with this idea?
What happened was my own daughter was approaching that milestone of womanhood, of her first period. So I was kind of thinking about it and talking about it to my friends, you know. And what happened was I went looking for something nice to give her, because it's kind of an awkward time for young girls, and it can be awkward for the parent as well. So I went off. I went to the pharmacies and to the feminine products aisle, and I was surprised and a little bit disappointed to see that there was no starter pack as such, or beginner's pack, you know, with information and everything a girl needs. And also to make it a little bit nicer, to make the girl feel special and feminine. So I said, well, surely I'm not the only one that would like to make the girl feel a little special and give them something nice. So I decided that I'd do it. So I did a bit of research on the internet and tried to see, was there anything available? And there was nothing available in Ireland. And so I went for it and I set up Funky Goddess.
And how do you market something like this, especially when you're dealing with an issue that can be quite sensitive?
That's true. There are, like I'd say, what I did was I did the Ultimate Girls Day Out as a kind of a market research thing for myself. It was a 3-day event in the RDS. So there was all women up there and girls and like all different ages. So I got the feedback there and did some surveys, and I had products to sell, and I sold a good few boxes, and the positive feedback that I got was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. People were so positive and they thought, oh my God, it's so cute. And even like the models that were doing the catwalk show, they actually came over and bought some for their boyfriend's little sisters, you know. So there was a whole different market there that I didn't know was there. It wasn't just mothers, for example, and a lot of grandparents. And people started telling us their stories, their own experiences. And there were about, I'd say, 5% of people that ran away the minute they heard the word period, you know. So, which not everybody's going to like it, you know, and not everybody is ready to talk about it. But I'm trying to kind of change that, to be honest. You know, it's inevitable. And there's a lot of lone fathers out there. I actually looked up the statistics. There's 21,000 lone fathers in Ireland, which you wouldn't actually think, would you? So I was speaking to two lone fathers that I know, and they thought it was absolutely brilliant. They were raging that it wasn't around when they were doing that particular, going through that particular milestone with their own daughter. So I'm aiming it for them as well. You know, it'll help them to kind of broach the subject with the daughters, you know.
You touched on that issue there. Do you think that we don't talk about something like this enough here in Ireland? I mean, as you said, this is something that's inevitable. It's going to happen in every girl's life. Do you think that we need to kind of use things like this to start talking about these issues?
Absolutely. I think, now I wasn't great myself. I mean, my own experience was my mother was great, in fairness to her, but I mean, this is nature. This is how we produce humans. You know, this happens to girls like that, you know, it happens to all women, and people don't like to talk about it, but I think it's really important that we start changing the taboo kind of aspect of it and start talking about these things, because it makes it easier for the young girl then when it comes to her time that, you know, she's able to talk to someone, she's not embarrassed. There's a lot of embarrassment around it, and there were terrible stories I heard from like the 50s and 60s from grandparents, you know. A lot of grandparents bought them for their daughters and they were just absolutely mortified. Some of them even didn't even know what was happening. They thought they were dying, you know. So, I mean, this is a real issue, you know, and I'm hoping that even through the website I have information links for the teenagers that they can ask questions, and you know, it's all just to help make it a little bit easier. I know women have been doing it for years without this help, but wouldn't it be nicer to have the help, you know, and have the little bit of you know, making them feel that it's a positive thing. There's actually good things about being a woman too, like you can have lots of pink and you can have bubble baths and scented candles, and you know, so it's kind of to change people's thinking around it, I suppose.
What exactly is in your packs that can help them through this?
First of all, a lot of women would remember the big, huge pads there used to be around. They're not exactly the nicest things. They're kind of like nappies nearly. But I mean, what I have is teen pads, which are kind of smaller, neater, cuter. I have teen pads, and then I have a hot water bottle for tummy aches. I have shampoo, shower gel, body lotion, a scented candle, a little diary to keep a track of their dates and to write the little thoughts in, and I have an eye mask for the naps that they're going to want to have as well, and pocket tissues, and a little secret casket to put in their school bag, which they can put a pad in and have it in their school bag in case of emergency, because there's nothing worse, you know, and, you know, the boys would be like, if they see it in the bag, this is a real discreet little box, it's a tin box, and it just, you know, it just, it's nice, and they're prepared then, you know, so they won't have a big traumatic disaster or emergency. And it's just little things like that, and they're all kind of funky and pink and cute, so it's just to make it more it's in a box with tissue paper, so it looks like a gift, so it's a gift that they're getting, and it's just an acknowledgement of, look, you know, I went through this as well, or if it's the father, look, I don't know what you're going through, but look, I've just given you this gift, and there's a little information book is inside as well, which explains everything about periods and little basic questions and stuff. So,
and it appears that if you're approaching this in a kind of a happy, kind of lighthearted way, you know, in order to encourage young girls and eventually young women to get in on this. How important is it for young girls to feel that they can approach this with an open mind?
Well, I'm trying to make it more open, that they won't be afraid to ask someone for help, for example, if they did, you know, if it did happen in school, for example, that they're not afraid to bring it up with a teacher or someone they trust, that they're not afraid to talk about it with their parents. It's to open the lines of communication. It's also a bonding gift, because when the hormones set in, believe me, I don't know if you have any daughters yourself, but when those hormones set in and you know it's kind of on the way, it is a kind of a chance for you to kind of rebond with the daughter. And that's a nice thing about it. And, you know, you kind of, like what I did with my own daughter, like I gave her the gift, and then I asked her as well, like, what did she think should be in this gift box? She thinks it's brilliant, you know, all her friends are talking to her about it. So that's great. They're already talking, you know. And also, we got a DVD, hot chocolate, marshmallows, and, you know, just spend some time together. So it's not just a gift box. And all the information that's in it, we also have on the website. So the daughter can go on the website and get more information if she doesn't want to talk to the mother about it.
And do you have plans to launch any other products?
I do. I actually, what I'm going to do is, there will be a follow-on gift box, which would be for older girls, you know, because we have actually on purpose, we haven't put tampons into the gift box, because when a girl's starting off, they have to get to know their flow and all that. And there's TSS, there's all these things, which are all on the website information. But there'll be a follow-on gift box. I also have all milestones that a woman would go through. So we have everything from the first period, from my first sleepover, my first baby. Like, we have a new mum gift box, which we launched there a couple of weeks ago. And that's for mums in the hospital, because I think the baby gets all the presents, and it's all about making women feel a little bit special. And, you know, the new mum gift box would have witch hazel for healing and scented candle, and very importantly, hot chocolate. Because in the hospital, you can only get coffee or tea, and it's nice to have all these little bits for the mum.
Yeah.
So it's a present that the sister or mother or the husband could bring into the mother, you know, after she has her baby. So I'm trying to just kind of make Funky Goddess a kind of a positive, nice thing where women can talk about these things that sometimes we don't talk about. Like, you never know, there might be a menopause one, you never know.
Absolutely.
That's another taboo subject.
Absolutely, yeah. An interesting point that's there as well is that taboo subject, I suppose we kind of touched on it earlier, but for a nation that loves to talk, we don't talk enough about our problems. Do you think that we need to start kind of opening up and sharing these stories so that,
absolutely,
you know, people aren't going into things blind or afraid?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no need to scare people either, I suppose, you know, but it's really just to kind of show them that, look, you're not alone. I mean, I think Ireland is getting better. I mean, women are great for talking. Men, I don't know, either they're getting there, but it's nice, like, to be able to have someone to talk to. And it's very important. There's, like, there's depression in Ireland, there's all these things, and with the recession, people need to know they're not the only ones experiencing these things, and this is what it's all about. It's all about communicating, talking to each other. I mean, the first periods thing and the new mother, like you were saying, that program, I mean, people don't tell you these things, but at least you know you're not alone. Like, in the New Mum gift box, we have a little thing about what to expect and not to be afraid to ask for help. And I think that's something that we're learning now, is not to be afraid to ask for help and reach out, you know?
Yeah, a problem shared is a problem halved.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, and we're getting there, I think. You know, the media is helping. Media, you know, Twitter, Facebook. It helps because sometimes when people are down on Facebook, they might say something and then all of a sudden there's a comment from a friend and it's nice, you know.
Samantha Kelly from Funky Goddess Ireland, well done. And we hope to see you back here again in the next couple of months talking to us about all the success that you've had. So best of luck with your venture and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
And if you want to order a gift box, you can go to funkygoddess.ie.